from WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Tuesday, August 25th. We should see mostly sunny conditions today with a high near 88. A Carbondale Community High School teacher's aide is accused of cultivating an online relationship with an underage girl, sending her money and gifts while repeatedly encouraging her to make sexually explicit videos of herself. That's according to a federal criminal complaint and an FBI affidavit. Capital News Illinois reports 32-year-old Austin Noob of Carbondale, who is also the former owner of Levels Nightclub, faces two counts of sexual exploitation of a child. He pleaded not guilty last week in federal court in Benton. A judge on Monday denied Noob's pretrial release. He will remain in custody while his case is pending. The case originated in Boston and then led to Noob's arrest in Carbondale after he admitted to the FBI that he had been talking to the girl, who said she was 12 when they first met online. Noob also told investigators they would find child sexual abuse material on his computer and admitted searching for it online and participating in groups where it was shared. Carbondale Community High School Superintendent Daniel Booth said Noob was hired as an aide in August of 2025 and resigned effective April 10th, one day after the text exchange that underlying the second federal charge. The period documented in the affidavit largely overlaps with his employment at the high school. The girl told investigators that Noob sometimes solicited sexual content from her while he was bored at work. Booth said he was unaware of the allegations against Noob or his arrest last week until contacted by Capital News Illinois. He said Noob submitted his 2 weeks' notice in a letter dated March 30th and told coworkers that he was leaving to pursue a different job. Booth stressed that no one from the FBI or any other federal authorities have contacted him and that he has no information to believe any Carbondale High School students are involved. But he encouraged anyone with information to reach out to the school district or to federal authorities. An environmental advocacy group says growth in energy-intensive data centers in Illinois is making it more difficult for the state to reach its renewable energy goals. Hannah Flath with the Illinois Environmental Council says the state is already behind its pace to reach its target to be carbon-free by 2050.
I think it's one of those things where we set that goal in 2021. We definitely did not expect that data centers were going to impact us in the way that they have over the last couple of years in particular.
The Environmental Council is pushing for lawmakers to pass the Power Act, a bill that would require data center operators to provide their own energy, all from renewable sources. You can hear more about the concerns related to data centers on tomorrow's WSIU In Focus. The Illinois Labor History Society will honor generations of Illinois coal miners this weekend with a Union Hall of Honor ceremony in West Frankfort. Illinois' AFL-CIO president will deliver the keynote. This year's inductees are John E. Jones, a Welsh immigrant who became a pioneering mine safety inspector credited with advancing rock dusting techniques during World War I, and Benny Chucky Wilson, a longtime miner and active UMWA retiree. The program will also feature a short theatrical presentation based on miners' oral histories collected by the Illinois Coal Workers and Communities Listening Project that will be performed by local students. The Southern Illinois Central Labor Council will award 3 scholarships through a drawing open to college students and apprentices who attend. The event is free and open to the public. It takes place on Saturday at 1 p.m. at West Frankfort High School. Well, the DuQuoin State Fair gets underway this week. The fair officially opens on Friday with the Twilight Parade at 6 p.m. Grandstand performances kick off on Saturday with a performance by rap artist Wiz Khalifa. Other events include harness racing Monday through Wednesday, USAC racing on Saturday, September 5th, and ARCA racing on Sunday the 6th. Other grandstand entertainment includes country artists Tyler Hubbard and Randy Houser, along with the 80s rock band Night Ranger. The DuQuoin State Fair runs from August 28th through Labor Day on September 7th. One of Southern Illinois' most anticipated traditions returns October 16th as Carbondale and Southern Illinois University team up for the 3rd annual SIU Homecoming Music Street Festival. A portion of Illinois Avenue will close, transforming the strip into a pedestrian-friendly entertainment district filled with live music, food trucks, vendors, and Saluki Pride. Organizers say the festival has become a signature homecoming tradition, drawing thousands of alumni, students, and families to downtown Carbondale. And a beloved Southern Illinois State Park will be celebrating its 100th anniversary next year. Giant City State Park was established in 1927. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to share their favorite memories as part of a year-long visitor center display throughout 2027. People can submit stories about the park, including funny anecdotes, significant life events, or favorite memories. Stories should be no more than 100 words and should include a copy of an original photograph. Submissions will be accepted through November 30th. Between 1934 and 1935, the Civilian Conservation Corps constructed the iconic Giant City Lodge and original cabins using locally quarried sandstone. Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies. We're going to see a high around 88. That will give way to partly cloudy conditions tonight with an overnight low of 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again, a little warmer. We'll see a high near 91, then maybe some clouds tomorrow night. Also a 40% chance of some scattered late night and overnight showers and thunderstorms, and a low of 69. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.